It was a very brief meeting. Obviously, Malala is a
Very busy
busy,
girl.
yeah, she's busy and she's got a lot of important stuff to do. Basically, we met for just like 5, 10 minutes. I mean, I think the way that the UN staff kind of introduced us and said, like, these are the girls, the girl with the book girls. And we actually had our book given to her last year at her 16th birthday. So it was kind of like a reminder, and we had a copy of the book to kind of like, make the connection that we're those girls. And so we talked about that.
Yeah, we just talked about our initiative and how we brought the books together, and it was really neat to get to share the book with her and her family again. It was really cute. Her dad said, "Oh, we have one of these at home," which was really neat for us, for her to be able to make the connection between us and something she already has, and it was very sweet. She encouraged us to continue. She thanked us for what we've done.
And we're just about
Just,
raising
yeah.
awareness of for girls' education, and she really encouraged us to continue doing that.
So Lina and Olivia are both Americans, but Lina, you come from a Pakistani family, so I guess it was even more special to you to meet Malala, right?
Yeah, definitely. I used to live in Pakistan too when I was younger. I have gone back almost every year. And yeah, Malala from the very beginning, like everyone in my family knows her. We talk about her and how amazing she is. And so it's really incredible to see a young woman who kind of comes from the same like home country as my family to be having such a huge impact on the world. And I know that like people from different parts of Pakistan, they just don't get any sort of voice or attention. And so I think it's just incredible that she's doing that. I look up to her so much, so.
What in Malala inspires you the most? So, Olivia, maybe you want to answer this question?
She just had such a sureness about herself. She's very humble, but she knows what she's talking about. She's committed to it, and she's very serious about it. And that's just apparent in her mannerisms and how she speaks. And so I really admire her sureness of self and her self-confidence. But also, meeting her parents, it was both, wow, makes her a little more human, because here she has parents and a little brother. But then also, she's so much more remarkable for that, because she's just a regular person who's done something incredibly extraordinary.
Tell us about your project, Grow with a Book.
Basically, Olivia and I were sort of chatting online, and this was right after, maybe a couple of days after, the Taliban had tried to assassinate Malala, and we were just sort of ranting and upset about the state of humanity. And so we decided, why don't we do something, a social media kind of project, where we created a Facebook page and a Twitter account, and we just started emailing our friends and family and asking them to post a picture of themselves with a book or a sign that says, "I stand with Malala," to show solidarity with her and girls' education. So we first started off posting a picture of ourselves, like with our book in our hand, random. And then our friends joined and our family joined. And then it just sort of spread. We've
Over
gotten,
500.
yeah,
Wow.
500 pictures from all over the world. The UN also joined, like Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. He posted a picture with his granddaughter
Yeah,
reading a
Gordon
book.
Brown
Reading
sent
a
a
book.
picture. We also got Goodwill Ambassadors, so Paulo Coelho and Jane Goodall in New
Yeah.
York.
Mm-hmm.
That's
And
amazing. And all of a sudden, we noticed that neither of us know that person. Oh, that person's from the
Yeah.
Philippines.
Yeah.
Oh, we just got one from South Africa. And
We just got the Secretary General of the United
Exactly. So
Nations. Yeah.
initially, our thought, it was like, apparently girls with books are scary to the Taliban, so we're going to collect as many of girls with books as we can.
And we really got a lot of support actually from the Half the Sky movement. And they helped to kind of make us go viral because they've sort of retweeted or reposted one of our pictures or something. And that really helped spread the word as well. So.
And the initiative is turning into a book. So can you tell about the book? Oh, how young people from other countries can have access to the book? Can they still send you a photo of them reading a book? How they can go through like social media
Yeah,
platforms?
I think the best way is to go to our Pinterest page, which is pinterest.com/GWABMovement. So initially, we said we have all these photos. They're beautiful together. Wouldn't it be great if we could put them together so that Malala could see them? It was just our fantasy. So we put it together, and Shutterfly was very generous and donated all the copies of the books to us, and they're beautiful. Last year, on her birthday, when she came to the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon and Gordon Brown showed Malala this book, and we got to share it with her again today. So that's how the book happened. As far as it being available, we have copies, and we had a campaign to build a library at a school in Pakistan. So we were selling copies for donation for that project.
And basically, if people want to get more books, they can email us at girlwithabookmovement@gmail.com or tweet at us or send a Facebook message. I mean, we're kind of
We're on
everywhere.
every social media
Yeah.
platform you can imagine.
Just type in girl with a book
Like
on.
hashtag grow with a book.
Yeah.
And this is also the name of your Facebook
Yes.
page,
Yeah,
right? It's just
Facebook is girl with a book.
It's facebook.com/girlwithabook.